and good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Mike Mullen, Natural Resource Specialist with the U.S. Forest Service Sitka Ranger District. Welcome to Morning Edition, Mike.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, you're here to talk about the Tongass Trail User Surveys, which kicked off October 1st. Running through September 30th. 5 years ago, Sitka Ranger District trail users might remember encountering a U.S. Forest Service personnel asking them questions about how they use the survey, and you're doing it again this year. Tell us a bit about what this entails and why you're doing it.
Yeah, well, we're doing it so we can gain as much information as possible about who's using our recreation sites, and it's, you mentioned trails, but it's also cabins. We're doing surveys at cruise ship docks. So we're trying to get a broad, I guess, sample of folks using the different recreation facilities that we do provide.
So is this Tongass-wide that this will be happening?
It's going to happen just this year on the Sitka Ranger District and the Hoona Ranger District. Last year, I believe Juneau, possibly Admiralty, did theirs. This year it's just two ranger districts on the Tongass, and then we'll probably do it again in another 5 years.
Okay, so about every 5 years this happens, and not just in the Tongass National Forest, but in forest systems around the country, right?
Yep, it's... The program is the National Visitor Use Monitoring Program, and so, yeah, it, every single forest in the nation does this every 5 years.
How's the data used?
The data is used for upward reporting. I've seen a couple big studies that use the data to find out what kind of economic impact recreation is making across the nation as a whole, and it is being used somewhat in budget allocation for different forests. I think it's a pretty small part right now, but that's something that could change in the future.
Okay, so boots on the ground. The Sitka Ranger District has one or two employees who are essentially roaming around anywhere someone would be using the Tongass National Forest. If someone encounters one of these employees, what's going to happen?
Well, yeah, we'll have typically we'll have a sign out there. Not always that'll say recreation survey ahead, something like that, And we have about, in the next year, something like 150 surveys that we're conducting. And we know where they're going to be. We're hoping people will take the time when they see the surveyor, interviewer, that we want them to stop and hopefully answer all the questions, because we're trying to get as much information as we can. We want to find out what people think about our facilities and our services and the conditions of our roads and trails and cabins and that kind of information.
So you map out your survey locations in advance?
They are, yes.
Is there a strategy underlying how you do that, how you decide where to survey?
Yeah, so we're looking for places where we can catch people who have been recreating on the national forest. Trailheads is a common place. Cruise ship docks, like I mentioned. Cabins are pretty easy. We know who's been renting the cabin. So on those surveys, we can just call people and do the surveys. Those are the easiest ones typically.
So you are involved in recreation management. Have you ever been one of those surveyors?
I have. I've done a few. Our surveys started October 1st. I've done one this year. I've done a few in the past when I've worked down south on a national forest in Montana and Idaho. I've not done a whole bunch of these. I've done a few, and Yeah, we will hire a couple seasonal employees to do the bulk of them next summer. But this fall and winter and spring, you might see me out there. Or you might see our trail crew foreman or another employee doing the surveys.
So the duration is one full year so that you can capture both local and visitor users.
Yep. Correct.
What are, you mentioned some of the topic areas that are covered, but what are some of the questions a user might be asked?
Well, we have three survey forms that we're out there using for the most part. And all of them ask some basic questions like your zip code, how far you've traveled to recreate at this particular site, those types of things. And then, one of the forms tries to get at satisfaction. So there's a lot of questions about, you know, how important this activity is to you, and how satisfied are you with the conditions of the cabin or the trail or a day use develop site, we call them, like the bird viewing shelter at Stargavin, things like that. I forgot where I was going.
Well, that there are, seems to be a really broad range of questions that are asked. And the Sitka Ranger District doesn't necessarily use the data itself. This is more of this broad sort of global national perspective on national forest use. Do you know what the trends are in terms of people using national forests, enjoying them?
I'm
putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar. I believe recreation use is growing and people are spending more and more money each year to do activities related to recreation on the forest, whether it's hunting or fishing or wildlife viewing, that sort of thing. I saw some numbers the other day. Back from 2001 through 2003, I think, and it was based on old NVM results that spending was something like $6.5 billion on just hunting and fishing-related recreation use and spending to get gear and that sort of thing nationwide. So it'd be interesting to know, 15 years later, what that number is. I'm guessing it's quite a bit more.
Yeah, I think it's also interesting in that I can imagine you'd encounter different perspectives based upon which forest system you're conducting the interviews at. Here in the Tongass, I think we tend to not necessarily think of it as a ranger district so much as our backyard. And it might be really interesting to encounter an interviewer saying, you're using national forest land. And I don't know, this seems interesting to me. Whereas people who have to travel long distances to go intentionally recreate at a national forest have a different relationship. What are your thoughts about that? Putting you on the spot again.
No, yeah, I think you're right. It is interesting. Like I said, I've only done one survey this go around here, and it was, all we got were locals on the 1st of October, it's interesting. One of the questions is, about how many times in the past year have you recreated on the national forest? And he said, well, every day of the year. And sometimes you would think, oh, you're pulling my leg in some locations, but in Sitka, that's perfectly feasible. I had no reason not to believe him. So, yeah, and it's way different. I mean, when you catch someone off the cruise ship from wherever, New York or who knows where, it's they're seeing this national forest for the first time, and it just blows them away. But so I think there's an appreciation on both levels. It's just it's different, it's just different.
I wonder if that can be reflected or is reflected in any way with these surveys, that in some areas of the country, recreation may be recreation, but it's also just the business of living? And does that weigh differently when forest managers allocate funding and make decisions regarding national forest availability?
You know, that is a question. That's a good question. I don't, to be honest, to my knowledge, I don't know that we do take that into consideration. I could be wrong, but that's my best guess on that one.
Well, Mike Mullen, thanks so much for coming in this morning. And forest users may encounter you on a trail or two coming up in the next few months.
Yep, or I may call them on the phone if they've been at a cabin to ask for an interview. So you never know.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Mike Mullen, Natural Resource Specialist with the Sitka Ranger District, about Tongass Trail User Surveys.